where, let's say, for example, I end up having a primary and I have an opponent against me in the primary, and there's also a challenger from another party that does not have a primary, me as well as my primary opponent both have to file a pre-primary campaign finance report, but that member of the other party that doesn't have a primary does not need to show their books actually until the fall election. So what this would essentially do is that it would basically do twofold. Firstly, it would basically say that if you're running for an office, you have to file a pre-primary, whether or not you have one. And you'd have to file your pre-general, which is current law, as well as your end of year. But the other thing it would do is it would also circle back on some of those inactive candidate accounts, and it would make them have to file their pre-primaries and pre-generals as well.